Scientists use a robot and a vacuum cleaner to check out fish at the bottom of Lake Michigan. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Lake trout were once the top predator in the Great Lakes, but they were nearly wiped out by overfishing and the invasion of the parasitic sea lamprey. Government agencies have stocked lake trout in Lake Michigan for decades to try to bring them back. The fish were surviving, but there were few signs that they were reproducing naturally. John Jansen says they are. Jansen is a biologist at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. He suspected that lake trout were spawning on reefs in the middle of Lake Michigan, but he had trouble collecting evidence. That's because the reefs are in as much as 200 feet of water.
Collecting eggs is a big technological issue because of the depth. This is deeper than one would ordinarily scuba dive. And so what we used was an unmanned submersible, which is basically a robot that we control from the surface.
Jansen and his team outfitted their underwater robot with a vacuum-like nozzle. It can suck up eggs and capture young fish as well. Jansen used it last year to bring up a few dozen young lake trout and 2,000 eggs to study in his lab. Jansen says the rocky reefs in the middle of Lake Michigan are vast, and that made it hard to search for the fish.
Basically, we were looking for a needle in a haystack, and we managed to find it.
Jansen says the fish are spawning in water that's much deeper than many people expected, but he says the reefs are a perfect habitat for lake trout, and they appear to be a great nursery area where these fish can reproduce. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.